Yes, my name is Robin, and I've been working with the dam right here in your backyard, so to speak, in Mississauga for about 5 years now. And the dam has been around for more than 15 years, working in the community with youth and young moms as well. The first thing that most people ask me about the dam is, does it stand for anything? It's a funny word to use in terms of an organization, and it does, in fact, stand for Develop, Assist, and Mentor. I don't know if that's up there. Develop meaning to provide opportunities for youth and young moms to reach their full potential. Assisting meaning to be a resource, supporting youth and young moms as they make better choices. And mentoring to be a consistent relational presence in the lives of youth and young moms. My role at the dam is mainly involved in our youth, which means people aged 13 to 19. And it is my privilege to be there and to be working with those youth in the community. It's great to have them as my friends. I was saying this morning that we've kind of veered away from using the term at risk with regards to our youth, because when people think of at risk, they just think of, you know, the youth who are out making really bad choices, and those would be what we call high risk. But the reality is we're all at risk. We all have a choice to make, or the option to make good choices or bad choices. So we just look at our youth and as our friends. And I thought today I would share a story with you about a youth that I have been meeting with for quite some time, who has come from some rough beginnings, but there is hope for her. So I'll just share this with you. Crystal started coming to the drop-in, so we have a drop-in in Meadowvale, when she was about 14 years old. I can't even remember why we started meeting, though it could have been because of all the fighting she was involved in. She is a very sweet girl. But when she thinks that she might get hurt by someone, be it physically or emotionally, she is more likely to hurt them first. When she was in junior high, she was picked on really badly. So badly that when she got to high school, she became a different person, maybe for survival. She ended up partnering up with another youth who has been known to intimidate many youth in the community. And this other girl used Crystal to do all her physical fighting, and Crystal started calling herself the bulldog. She made some choices to fight that have seen her in some very serious trouble. Recently, Crystal herself was cornered by two girls and beaten up quite badly. She's okay. I wasn't sure, though, if this would be a wake-up call for her. You know how we kind of hope that, you know, even though something bad has happened, that we hope that it would wake somebody up to make positive choices. She still often thinks that people are out to get her all of the time. The girl who was using her for her fighting now doesn't like her very much. This might be devastating to someone like Crystal because that might have been her only friend, but I saw it as an opportunity for her to be free. Crystal and I have been having lunch together once a week for quite some time. We sit and we talk about what's going on in her life, and that's kind of how mentoring works for us at the dam. When she was friends with that ringleader, and she would tell me she wanted to hurt someone or yell at them, I would often ask her, "Is that who you really are?" There would be a long pause, and then she would look at me and say, "No, but they said this and they said that." I know that she is a sensitive girl who has already experienced a great deal of pain. I didn't mention God to her for a long time. We just kept meeting and eating. And I would remind her that she's not the bulldog, she's Crystal. I would pray and I would ask God to make the moment clear when I had permission to speak about his love, specifically so that she would really hear it and really receive it. And often this can take a long time, at least in terms of using words. I mean, we live out our example of Christ as we work with these youth. A friend of mine sent this quote to me, and I feel that it's so true of many of the youth at the dam. It says, "There are people in the world so hungry that God cannot appear to them except in the form of bread." And I know this refers to literal starvation, but I think that in many ways, Crystal and many of the youth that we see are starving too in a different way. Week after week, we meet with youth, buy them a coffee or something to eat, and we sit and we listen and we wait. The moment finally did come with Crystal. I was driving her back to school after we had lunch. And as I was driving, I was praying, and it was as if God had just said to me, now is the time. I spoke to her about how she is inherently, immensely, incredibly valuable, how God loves her so much, that he loves her even when she's maybe in the midst of hurting someone else. I told her that she doesn't have to let the fights or the legal consequences or whatever else goes on be her defining moment. We got to school, and we just sat there. She just sat there. She didn't get out of the car. Her class was about to start, but she didn't want to get out of the car. See, this is what it's about, feeding hungry youth. Not just with our tangible food, but in our relationships with them. Consistently meeting with them where they are at. Sharing our lives with them and loving them. All of this, and doing all of this prayerfully, as we wait for God to say, now is the moment for this one. It is a privilege to meet with youth like Crystal, and I get to do it every day. That's a big part of what the Dam is about. It really is about building relationships with the youth in the community. And yeah, there are youth like Crystal who are really struggling, really, really struggling. And there are also youth who feel like they're not welcomed anywhere else. They can't go sit in a Tim Hortons for hours like we can because they'll get kicked out. So the Dam provides a place for them. We open our doors and we provide a place for them to be safe and welcomed. And yes, we get to run programs like dinner where they learn to cook healthy meals and they learn to sit together like a family because many of them don't have that opportunity to even have a family meal. To have a discussion group where they get to share their thoughts and their opinions and learn about those thoughts and opinions of other people. Those are great times too, but really they're just an opportunity for us to meet with them, to go a little deeper. And it's through these mentoring times and these long-term relationships that we really begin to see transformation. And we recognize that it's God who is at work in us and doing that. So we are really grateful for that. And we are really grateful for the support of FaithWorks and communities like this. It's so wonderful to come to a church and share about the Dam that's in Mississauga. So it's wonderful to be with you today, and I thank you for your time and your support.